It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 839.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Tuesday.
Happy birthday, Tommy Jacket.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Round of applause is the only thing I have.
Yeah, I got that when I went to the coffee shop this morning.
Really?
No.
Did they know it was your birthday?
Nah, in a previous life, I would have probably hinted.
Birthday boy hinted. Badge.
Birthday boy's here. No. Didn't
so
mention.
So why didn't you
don't give a
nowadays?
I don't know. This year, it's a different story. I don't know. I just feel like I don't really care as much about my birthday this year. 32. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to sort of, you know, scream and cry about. I mean, it's probably, yeah, definitely don't scream and cry.
Were you going to say, definitely don't scream? You won't have a cry?
No, I might cry. No. I started the day, got up early, thought, okay. Mm-hmm. Bodhi wouldn't let me do any work last night because he wouldn't go to sleep until like 9:30. And so I ended up giving up at that and I said, oh, well, I'll get up early and do some work.
I did enjoy when I was on the phone with you and you said, not in daddy's office. I'm thinking, mate, your office is in the lounge room.
It is. There's a dividing little shelf.
Little partition.
Little partition between us and the couch area. So, okay. I get where he's a bit confused with it all.
Yeah.
But then I got up early this morning to just do some work and he comes down 15 minutes later. And then I'm like, oh, well, this is done. I can't do any work.
Did he know it was your birthday straight away?
He came down. The first thing he said was, happy birthday, Dada.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Cute.
Do you think that Amy told him to say that or do you think that he...
Mate, he's on to birthdays like nobody. Like, we talked about it before he went to sleep last night and I think it was the reason he went to sleep was because he knew he could wake up and then celebrate my birthday. But the problem is he thinks it's a time where he can benefit immensely. So he's like, comes
selfish
down, happy birthday, and then he wants a lollipop. He wants a lollipop.
That's not how it works.
But I had a lovely breakfast cooked by my beautiful wife, shakshuka.
Lovely.
Mate, fancy. You know it's your birthday when you're getting shakshuka on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I know. That's,
so,
it's never happened. Yeah.
Had some shakshuka, got a coffee from down the road.
Did you have some bread with the shakshuka?
Yeah, two pieces, naughty, you know, carb up, loose. And I got a nice card from my wife who... Well, the card is a piece of paper that she's drawn, but that's Bodhi's painting that he did for me.
Oh, that's very nice.
And so, yeah.
What colour? Is that yellow?
Oh, my God. This is a piece of toilet paper. That's his shit. No, it's a blend of every colour that almost resembles sort of someone who's
baby
a sick
poopy.
Baby.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But I did... I'm launching a video tomorrow that I've been working on this morning, and... It required me to receive a parcel, mm-hmm. and I've been waiting. And over the weekend, like two parcels came. And then on Monday, two parcels came. But one of them was not the thing I was waiting for. It was something else. Uh-huh. And I nearly opened it on the video because it's the unboxing's a part
so
of the
So, how
video.
Did you realize, like... So this,
literally,
this is-
when I called you, we were FaceTiming.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, just got the thing that I need. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no. That's who's it from? And I was like, Amazon. And you're like, no.
UPS. Yeah, I said UPS. Yeah.
I said UPS. Yeah.
UPS. And so it's a There's a box. Do you want me to full screen you?
Yep. I'll just turn around because it's got my address on it.
Mate, you're moving anyway. You'll be fine. it is a box. Do we want to play a guessing game? So, the thing is, I did have this moment.
I think I know what it is. And the thing is, as I get older, I want to move away from being the know-it-all that just wants to guess it. Like, you and I are very fucking hard to get. Uh-huh. I think we're just so onto shit. Yeah. And I think I know what it is. I'm not going to tell you, but because I want to pretend like
I've
know.
Done this. I've done
I don't
this
know.
You, do you know? Do you think you know?
I think I know.
See, this is it's a real risk with birthdays, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, just like, because I've done this before and Brie gets real pissed off about it because I always go big. I'm like, you got me a fucking iPad, didn't you? She's like, mate, no, I got you a new wallet. And
no, I think I know what it is.
Why do you
Can
think
I
you know
write it down on a piece of paper? So I don't want to guess it. I'll write it down on a piece of paper. Great. And then that way you can at least see that I've written something.
What makes you think that you know what I got you?
A classic telltale sign is getting something from Amazon because you can't get everything in Australia. And Amazon usually is bringing over an international product. And so at that moment, I know.
Okay.
It's so dumb. Like, I so hate that my that head connects these
So you know that it's an international thing?
Well, I think so. It's come from the fulfillment center. I just saw it then. I thought this before I even looked. Lexington, USA.
Okay.
And
so the box, it's a bigger box.
Yep.
And
hang
so
on, do just you writing this?
Okay. All right, here we go. Okay. Is this? And then I realized I had a realization this morning because I'm like, fuck. Jess said, "Oh, what have you organized?" Like. For Tommy, I'm like, what do you mean? So yeah, what are we doing? I'm like, oh, he says he's 32nd. Like it's not like the biggest deal. But you do have the fear. There is the fear where because our birthdays are so close together, I don't want to underbake. I feel like I've underbaked your birthday.
Yeah.
But can we also respect the fact that it's my 30th? So if there is a little bit more. That happens and there's more organizing. It's not because I'm an asshole. It's just because I'm an asshole. No, I don't know.
So how many weeks away to your birthday? It's like two
weeks today. So on the 14th, the day, funnily enough, I tried to book a doctor's appointment because I'm very puffy. I'm looking like Kyle Sandilands at the moment because I've got... What's it called? My glands. Oh, that's right. My glands have been really big, and I haven't been feeling that great. And I'm not good at going to the doctors. And Brie's like, "You're going to go to the doctors." And she talks to my mum, and my mum's always fucking hyperbolic. And she's like, Brie's like, "Oh, Josh has like a lump in his neck," and mum's like, "Oh, Pa had cancer in his neck. You know that, yeah?" And so fucking Brie's like, "Oh, fuck, he's got cancer." And so, like, you need to book, like, so she was on my back yesterday saying you need to book an appointment. She's like, "I'll do it for you, telehealth." And so she logged in and she kept getting declined when she was putting through the appointment. And then we got a call from the medical center and they said, "Oh, just confirming, you keep getting declined. I just need to confirm your birthday." And I said, "The 14th of the 9th, 1990. They said, "Ah. Yep, okay, that matches. We can do that now. You had on record on your hot doc thing, which is like the telehealth to booking, the 15th of September, which I don't know if you remember, but that was your doing. You fucked up my birthday because you wanted me to get my blood work done for the show.
Yes,
and you did you booked the whole thing, but you did the wrong birthday. And so, yeah. Anyway, so birthday is the 14th.
To be honest, as I said, your birthday is 2 weeks away. I thought it was the 15th.
No, it's the 14th. Think about it.
14th.
Like,
the easy way for me, my son's birthday is the 14th.
Yeah, of Feb.
14th of Feb, but you're easy to remember, same birth month as me. All right, can I open this?
Yeah, you can.
So
you can.
I've written down on a piece of paper.
Okay. Can I just can I also say that they didn't offer gift wrapping? And so the annoying thing is there's no gift wrapping, and because you can't select gift, you just have to move aside the receipt. Like, it's not – like, normally you can click hide and do all that nice stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But this is just like you've received the package.
Okay, I'm just opening this. Okay. I don't want to pierce it or anything.
Okay. He's using a screwdriver.
Yep. All right. There we go. It's a bit of bubble wrap in there.
Okay, good.
All right.
Is it what you thought it was? Is it what you thought it was?
Coffee table book, one I was telling you about.
You've forgotten the name of it.
I forgot the name of it. And the great thing is it doesn't have a name on the front, but perfect. I'm pumped about this. This is so good.
So this was the photo book where the kid was. Can you open? I'm curious to see what it's like. This is so one of the few times where I bought a book for someone, and I didn't buy myself a copy. Like normally, I buy two.
A guy named Mike Brody, and it's called A Period of Juvenile Prosperity. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so good. It's so pumped because 100% it's not something I would buy myself.
Yeah,
but I found this book telling you, like, if I was to buy something, it would be this. Mm-hmm. And so well done. Well played. Oh, thank you. Oh, it's nice too. Nice.
And so...
Look at that.
Oh, that's so nice.
And so
a lot of inspo there, isn't there?
It's a real picture book.
Uh-huh. Your vibe.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah. Does it smell good?
Smells real good. This is one of my favorite photos. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a guy hanging off the back of a train, putting his rude finger up. But he looks like someone out of like a, you know, some sort of Rascals film or something. Uh-huh. I love it. And that's going to go perfectly in our new house, like coffee table. Like we've got finally like a separate living area. Mm-hmm. Like right now we've got like an open plan that's sort of a bit shit that goes into the kitchen area. But thank you. Thanks for my birthday present, mate.
Oh, that's all good. What are you most excited about for your day?
Well, it's no. To be honest, it's. I reckon, like, the lockdown is definitely getting... It's at the back end, not to be a Debbie Downer, but it's definitely sort of running its course on the family. I even said to you earlier, I was like, mate, I don't even know how you get sick in this lockdown. Like, isn't that bizarre that...
Yeah.
Like, I haven't felt well the last couple of days, but legit, it's like, what the fuck? It's maybe that we're not doing much. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounded like Bodhi was having an exorcism yesterday on the phone, like, and you're just like trying to be like real cool about it, like, yeah, mate, yeah, no. Like just keeping going with your conversation. You hear, that was next level. Is he losing his mind, which is making you lose your mind? Is that what's going on?
Oh, dude, What's he doing? The edge. Amy's on the edge. It's just children. They don't understand it. And like, think about adults struggling with this whole thing. And it's like kids, they really like, they don't understand it. They fuck it. They, you know, he gets one lollipop yesterday and wants another, losing his mind about it. And so it's hard because you've really got to, like, I think I probably have a bit of anger in me. Mm-hmm. And it's things like parenting that really can sort of spark it up, and you've got to make a conscious choice in the moment of just like dropping it. Mm-hmm. Like I almost have had I've had feelings as a parent in the last week of when I was a young kid myself, and I think I was like had a fair bit of anger as a kid, you know, like push back and, you know, just a bit of a rebel. And I feel that sort of anger towards the whole situation. And I'm like, oh, God, this is not good. Like, it's like, how could I put it? Imagine, have you had a feeling that's been triggered later in life that you're like, oh, fuck. It'd be almost like when you're in high school and you get bullied and you're like, fuck that shit. It's that's not happening ever again.
Yeah, the public meltdown. I haven't had any really good... I watched a public meltdown last night. A guy, like, in his car just, like, fucking yelling. He had a real night. Like, I was just like, I was just filming. I just always film. I'm just like, it's just an instinct. Just, oh, my God, a meltdown. Better get the camera out just in case something happens. But
there's a real out-of-control nature to it. Yeah, like, it taps into this other dimension that you just... Yeah. You don't want to be a part of.
Like, what are you saying? And so, no. Fuck you to the barista. You know, it's like, that's what I imagine happening.
Yeah, it is like that. But I remember as a kid in high school, like even in school, like where you just, I just remember that sort of, I think it's the danger of anger is it's such an easy go-to. Like, it's not for everybody. Isn't it funny that some people, their sort of release isn't anger. Or, and so, anyway, found myself getting a bit on that, heading that direction, and you got to really just go, what's it all mean? Mm-hmm. Not much. Like, when you're worried about having to do something, and then you're like, oh, fuck, it's like we're not in our normal operating zone. It's not like
there's empathy for yourself, or like I've definitely done that, where it's like, oh, you know, I've been slack on getting back to something or doing something. It's like, look, the amount of pain that it's causing me internally is way more than the actual thing. And so it's like, it comes down to like not wanting to disappoint people or whatever it is, or and then you create a story around what, but it's like, no, especially because right now, a lot of people are unreasonable. There's a lot of unreasonableness going on because it's like everyone's struggling. And so then what happens is people are unreasonable. We then take it personally, and then anger and all of that sort of stuff flares up.
Mm. And it's, the perspective is we're not in a normal situation. And on the other side, like, it's not how we normally act when we've got a kid in childcare and we're working and, you know, it's but, yeah, I had to go out for a walk yesterday. I was like, fuck this.
Well, I remember my friend Sai, when she took a quote from the, I think it's like prenatal. They do like prenatal classes or whatever. This is one of the things that they say. It's like, go outside before you shake the baby. And the funny thing is,
I physically shake it.
Shake the baby. But the thing is, the way that it, like, Cyan, like, used it as a quote, but the way that I read it is like, to avoid a mess, take the baby outside before you shake it. But what she was saying is like, if you are feeling angry, go outside rather than shaking the baby. Because that's a big issue, apparently. People just go, the whole fuck you thing. Like, if you've got, some sort of, if you're going through hard times.
Dude, I could imagine it's happening at the moment. It's a dark place. Oh, I had some OJ this morning. You're just taking a little swig.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's great. I'm an animal. I brush my teeth and then I had some.
Oh, mate, if I've learned anything over 32 years of life, it's you don't mix toothpaste and orange juice together. Yeah. It's a no-no. I'll tell you some stuff that I am sort of pumped about in my older age. Okay, great. Coming to 32, there's a few things that excite me that happened in the past. Yeah. Number one. A hard rubbish day. Getting
rid of stuff, Amy, or collecting stuff?
Getting rid of it.
No, this is a change for you. This is big because hard rubbish used to be an opportunity for your next lounge room furniture, your next couch.
Yep. To be honest, I'm all about let's get rid of it. I just want it out.
What are you getting rid of?
We got rid of Bodhi's cot.
Like, is that a mattress. Whole wooden wall in the hard rubbish?
we got rid of a couch, bought a new couch. Mm-hmm. What else? Little table, heater, bunch of stuff. But it's so you get two hard rubbish collections a year.
Personally.
And see, this is what I even get into. I'm just like, how many can we fucking do? Mm-hmm. How many
is that
do
as
we
an
get?
Individual? Because I remember at an old office, you could contact the council and they would come and do it. It wasn't like in the burbs, I believe it's like the same day for everyone.
Well, in this municipality, we can do two per household. Mm-hmm. And so the great thing is we're in this house for another 4 weeks or something. No, less. 2 weeks. We can do, we could do two in that time. But we're only going to do one. And then we move to the new house and then we can do one when we get there. And so then we'll have one left. And so that's something that excites me. Hard rubbish gets me going. Yeah. What else? Security systems. I've been going searching the web, trying to find the right security system to rig up in my house. Not even an alarm. I don't care about an alarm.
Mm-hmm. Cameras.
I probably should, but I want cameras. Mm-hmm. I just want cameras.
No, man,
front
I'm all
door,
for
back door.
I love cameras.
You know, the funny thing is, though, I've floated this with, say, my brother, my parents. Who else do I talk to in my life? What other friends do I have? You. This is the first time I bring it to you. I've mentioned the security thing and they're like, why? Like, even my brother, my other brother. I've got two. But one of them was like, why? What do you need that for?
Really?
Like, mate. And that's where I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Some people I just don't think about it. And I was thinking, if someone does rob your house and mm-hmm. you don't have footage of it, you just don't know what the fuck went down.
Yeah, yeah.
And so...
They leave a shit somewhere? They could have.
Jesus. That can happen. Yeah. Anyway, so I've got... I'm going to be buying a security system. And then I've never thought more about chickens in my life than I have in the past few weeks. But we're getting them. We're currently working out the best coop to buy. Mm-hmm. Not sure. There's a few. You know, there's some pricier ones, some lower end options. There's one called the Taj Mahal. It's ginormous. if it's not sort of in your ether to be buying mm-hmm. chickens, just look up chicken coops. There is some real Mickey Mouse ones, like ridiculous. And they've all got funny names, like
who's selling these things,
mate? There's what is there? There's like full website, backyardchickencoops.com.au is one, delivered to your door. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the bed and breakfast, coop and run. Let me just find another
costs. Well, what do they cost?
So let me just have a look. The Taj Mahal, that's it. It's trademarked. Mm-hmm. $5.95.
Okay.
What about this one?
I just said 800.
Okay, what do you think about the mansion?
Do you reckon is the mansion bigger than the Taj Mahal?
It suits 2 to 20 hens. The Taj Mahal only does 2 to 5 hens.
Yeah, I think you're looking at 1,100 in GST.
1,800. Oh, 1,800.
Okay.
But you get walk-in access.
Oh, really? That's good.
But there is this one. It's so cute. It's called the bed and breakfast, and it's $13.99. Legit looks like something you'd go and stay in Dalesford.
Oh, great.
It's like it's the cutest little bed and breakfast. And so, yeah, we've been talking about chicken names, about what we're going to call them.
Is this going to be sort of your birthday present? Is this what you sort of, I feel like you're spending a lot of time and energy and...
Oh, my birthday present this year is a new pair of boxing gloves.
Oh, great.
So,
what sort of gloves?
Company called Sting. Sting. Oh, yeah, Sting. Yeah, yeah. Sting equipment, Sting boxing equipment. And so, yeah, they're just a pair of, I think they're like 8-ounce gloves. Mm-hmm. And at a new place, I'm setting up our boxing area. Mm-hmm. So, thinking about getting back into PT, to be honest.
Just a little, don't mind the chickens.
Saturday morning, you know, we do boxing and then fresh chicken eggs.
Yeah. Oh, that's your protein.
Fresh eggs.
Boxing and eggs. You got to be yoking me, personal training.
Absolutely yoked. No, because that's the saying, yoked. You're yoked.
What else is there?
Yoked, man.
Yeah. Excellent.
Buff, cut, define muscles. Yoked.
Yeah, I like that.
Get yoked. Saturday yoked. Would you join in?
Egg gains.
Yeah. Would you join in a Saturday morning boxing session and tie flipping? A few other bits and pieces.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely come around to the exercise thing. Bree and I were watching a YouTube video of the PT to the stars.
Oh, yes.
He goes through all of his, it's like an American dude in Los Angeles. Yep. And you see it and you're like, fuck, look how good the results are. And it's not that crazy. Like you're only talking maybe like, you know, 2 hour-and-a-half sessions a day. It's only 3 hours a day.
A day.
Yeah.
If it's your full-time job, if you're an actor and you have to train to get ripped, I'd love that. Mm-hmm. But I thought you were going to say 2 45-minute sessions, which...
No, well, I think some of them are. But it was... but the one thing that was they were talking about, you should get a sled...
Yeah,
problem with it. Pretty pricey. You can have to have a flat surface.
Yeah, not. I don't have flat enough surface.
Really?
This is why I want to get the tire because I've got a big backyard, 17 meters by 13 meters, and it's...
Who's measuring? It's,
I don't know. I saw a guy stepping it out. Yeah. Just, oh, mate, that's one thing I'm doing. So we used to laugh our heads off at my dad, who... And I sometimes still do. I'm like, Dad, how wide do you reckon that is? And he's like, no worries. Walks over to the wall, bum up against it, then steps it out. One, two, three. It's a jacket trait. And now I'm doing it. I'm stepping out everything. Love it. Love stepping it out. Get the dimensions. Also, love it in the jacket family. The boys, we all say, oh, big block. Big block.
Big block.
That's a big block.
So 13 meters by, what was the
17 meters.
17 meters. That is sort of big, isn't it?
It's freaking ginormous. It's huge, dude. The Taj Mahal will fit perfectly. Or the bed and breakfast. Chicken coop. Anyway, we're just a couple of things that are going on in my old age.
13 meters. Is it like a, is it a quarter acre or no?
I don't know. I don't know that. It's just a big block. The whole house is on a big block.
Be a big thing. I don't know if that was just because we sort of moved into an estate or whatever, but it was I remember being a kid and we were on like a half an acre or whatever, or maybe a quarter acre, I don't know. But it was a big, like there was a lot of status in, oh wow, they've got an acre. They've got a whole got a whole acre. Yeah, they need a fucking ride on lawnmower to
Dude, an acre is 4,046 square meters.
You don't know what that means.
It's a lot of meters. 17 times by 30.
So what's the actual...
I've got 221 square meters.
Okay.
And so that's it there. That's... I don't have have close to it.
1 point.
We should work it out.
Acre. I want to hear your acreage.
By...
0.1 of an acre.
That's okay. 18... Well, I don't know.
I mean, no one's taught, unless you're living like really far out or you're in like a Turak mansion, you're not talking acreage.
Well, Whitey, who's in the comments, just said he signed a contract yesterday on a 1,150 square meter block.
Oh, what's mate, that he's acreage? Doing well. So that's half an acre?
It's a quarter of an acre. Well, one.
So yours is zero. So Whitey in the comments has just told us your property is, well, no, but this is the thing. This we should be including the whole block, or are you when you
no,
say
no, that's just the backyard.
So there would just be another the backyard,
there'd be another area that's exactly the same.
0.055 acres.
Oh, mate, I'm sitting on 0.055 acres.
Ah, the 0.05 bloody acreage. It's nice, isn't it,
mate? There's nothing like a bit of 0.055 acreage.
No, I think that's great. And are you going to have you got plans for Bodie's next birthday? He's turning four next, is he?
Yeah, he's four in Feb. And
so there was the jumping castle, which was not really suited for the size of your current place.
No, nah, we got the smallest.
Crane it in.
We got the smallest jumping castle that fit on a little piece of decking.
Yeah, if you fell, if you went outside, it's you like fell into the to the jumping castle. It's who's got like a king size bed in like an apartment in a city apartment. You just fall onto it.
Mate, I'm looking forward to slip and slides. We could even get like a full theme park, like a inflatable theme park out the back. It's big. It's big.
That's great.
Mate,
I'm excited. I'm excited to check it out. And so do you actually know when you can, like, is it all just up in the air until the government says what the deal is?
In terms of moving in?
Yeah.
No, we've signed a date that we can do it.
Oh, great.
And that's just after lockdown, which was meant to be, supposedly they're announcing on this Sunday in Melbourne what the deal is moving forward, the way out. Mm-hmm. And so whatever that looks like, but
talking about those, I don't know what the term was, but just like shutting down suburbs.
Yeah, is that what they're going to do?
Well, that's what they were talking about on. I just saw it on the news. It was a proposed sort of solution. I mean, I don't think that they're going to. As an epidemiologist, think of this. I don't know. A very different world. nation reveals a strip. Is it anymore? Like, yeah. We keep hearing this. The world's changed forever. It's a different world. The new normal. Yep. Ah, fuck it. I'm done. I don't know what that means. I'm done. Just stop telling me it's new.
Just to finish off, a few big announcements in the podcasting space. Too Much Tully, another episode has dropped today.
Great.
Tuesday.
And it's a Father's Day special.
Yeah, right? Father's Day special.
Oh, great.
Something probably not as big, but, you know, worth a mention. Joe Rogan's podcast has moved to Spotify as of today. The first episode will be released on Spotify that he's recorded. No, he's not. He's not.
Was there any others? Because I have another announcement that I just thought of.
Okay, no. I always bring it up so you can throw a few in.
Well, it's a YouTube. It's YouTube, though. Can I give a YouTube announcement?
Sure. Can you guess what it is? We were on podcasting.
Can you guess what it is? No, it will actually really fire you up. I think it's going to really turn around your birthday.
That we've hit 12,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. Is that it?
No.
What is it?
11 p.m. tonight, David Blaine and his balloons. By the way, I was watching the news. Did you see that kite festival where the little kid fucking held onto the kite and went up in the air?
Oh, no.
He died. It was fucking horrendous. Well, didn't
Was it David die. Blaine's son?
Yeah, well, that's why I was like, oh, fuck. The little girl's David Blaine'd it. He must be pissed off. She was up like in the sky holding on to a kite. But so, yeah, David Blaine is... he's got a bunch of balloons and he's going to hold on to them and he's going to let it take him up into the sky. And then once
Are you going to watch it?
Definitely, yeah. So it's going to be a late one. Do you want to watch it? Maybe we could have a watch party.
It's how do we watch it? YouTube. Is it free? Is it free?
Yeah, it's free. Yeah.
Jeez. All right.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It's pretty late. Yeah, I am old as fuck now. So.
Yeah. Well, we need to have a nap in between, I think.
Yeah. No, but I wouldn't mind to, like, imagine if it goes wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, like, that's the fucked up bit is that's, like, that's part of the thrill, isn't it?
I know, that's the, yeah.
That's, like, the just, car, like...
You want to watch it. Yeah, you can't look away. Mm-hmm. Can't not watch. Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, thank you for all the birthday love that you're sending through.
Did you see the email we got from Chloe, by the way? We can talk about that tomorrow. That's crazy.
Yeah,
but I think we should plan some form of merch day where we all wear the Daily Talk Show. Like, it's a bit of coming out of ISO celebration.
I love that.
And when you go out, you wear the Daily Talk Show merch. Yeah.
Well, let's... should we wait till October to launch it? Maybe there's like a day in October, 1st of October.
Yeah, we could.
Because it's like the new month outside of lockdown in Victoria.
When does spring start, September 1?
Dude, it's today. Spring has sprung.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So...
I don't feel any different.
You don't?
No. Isn't it so weird? Seasons.
What?
Don't you think?
It is bizarre.
How do they know it's spring?
Mate, there's some big strange questions that I haven't been able to answer in my 32 years.
So no one would. Alrighty. Enjoy the rest of your day. Happy birthday, Tommy Jacket.
Thanks, mate.
And
thanks for the present.
We'll see you tomorrow. Here we go.
Bodie's here. He's looking for his present. All right.
All right. Catch you guys. Bye.